On a little further up, you got your bacon, you know.
What about meat between the shoulders and the ham?
Between your shoulders and the ham?
What it's called you. You know what your midland's
for? Your front shoulder?
Okay. You ever heard of midland?
Yeah.
What was that? You know what that was?
Tract and midland.
Yeah. What about the part that they would take and maybe eat or sometimes stuff hog meat in? That was the what?
Oh, the testicle?
Testicle?
Well, no, not testicle. The kidney. I mean, no, not kidney.
The kind of part of the colon or, you know, or something?
Yeah, it's intestine. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It, of course, you know, you have to clean them out and everything.
Cook it up, yeah.
Make it saucy with it.
Yeah.
Definitely cool. Yeah. We never did do that too much.
Some people like to cook that and they call it what?
Well, sausage.
Chitlin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you take your skin, you know, and you make the outside skin.
Uh-huh.
And crackling. We used to make them all the time.
Crackling. Okay. What would you do with that?
Well, you take it and you cut it up in little chunks or strips. And you'd fry it and salt it a lot. And more or less, it's really like a snack, I guess you call it, but it was, you know, something to, you know, you didn't waste too much.
Yeah.
You take the old hog head now, and you made hog head cheese. Now that's good. You don't get much of that no more either.
Did you ever make anything in a dish by cooking the liver and grinding the liver up?
No, she used to make the liver for the gravies or for stuffing.
Okay. Or the blood of the hogs?
No, never did use that.
Okay.
Some people do, yeah.
Right. Now, when you cut the bacon, there was kind of an edge on the side you had to get off that for what?
The fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take some of the fat off. You don't take it all off.
Do you have a skin on the bacon, you know, outside?
The rind.
Yeah, the rind.
Yeah.
Bacon rind. But what'd you call the kind of salt or sugar-cured meat you put in your greens? That was
salt pork. Yeah, give it flavor.
Would that have a lot of lean on it?
Yeah. Well, no, it had a lot of fat to it. And it was fat, and you had a little lean in it. Most of fat. But it would give you, greens, mustard greens, spinach, stuff like that. Turnip greens, a good flavor. Mostly mustard and turnip greens.
If you cook something too much fat, you say it tasted
greasy, fatty. Yeah. Mostly greasy, and it was, you know, kind of greasy.
Yeah. Now, when you ride the horse, Greg, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And you held on to the
reins?
Yeah. And a wagon you had to what?
You had your reins,
yeah. Okay. You know what, when you ride in a wagon or say when you had two horses, a wagon, the one on the left was called a what? Did you have a name for different horses? If you had a four, two teams of horses to a wagon?
Well, I'm sure he did, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We never messed with that much.
When you were coming up, you always had all those, huh?
And what?
You always had cars.
Yeah, they had a car.
Did you drive much, or, like, say, from here to Beaumont was a...
That was a long trip.
Yeah.
No, I never went to Beaumont too much.
Because Beaumont was a
long haul from here, yeah. Never did travel much. Mostly, like, on weekends now. If all the work was done Saturday evening, now, you know, Saturday morning you had the chores to do, like cleaning out the barn and working in the garden. Now, Saturday evening you might go fishing, you know, Daddy might take us fishing, or he might go visit. And naturally, Sunday morning, you know, you had to get up.